You're listening to The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Ben Valsler. Now, if you have any questions or comments for us, then do please get in touch. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can also comment on facebook.com/thenakedscientists or email us, chris@thenakedscientists.com. Still to come, we'll be going digital in a minute. We'll be exploring the pros and cons of DAB, that's digital radio. But before that, let's find out what's been hitting the science headlines this week. Ben, what have you got for us?
Well, normal heart cells can be converted into specialised pacemaker cells using gene therapy, and this could pave the way to building a biological pacemaker, according to research published in the journal Nature Biotechnology. A heartbeat originates from a small region of the heart known as the sinoatrial node, which contains a very small number of specialised cells which act as the pacemaker. There are actually fewer than 10,000 of these cells in a typical adult heart, whereas the heart itself may contain around 10 billion other cells. They function by initiating an electrical signal that creates each heartbeat in a very smooth and coordinated way. But if they are injured by disease or through ageing, then the heartbeat can become irregular. This can stop the heart from being able to pump blood properly, and the only currently available treatment is to fit an expensive electronic device known as an artificial pacemaker. But for the last decade, research has been ongoing to find a biological alternative. Now, Nidhi Kapoor and colleagues at the Cedars-Sinai Heart Institute in Los Angeles, California, report that they've been able to convert adult rat heart muscle cells, these are called cardiomyocytes, into pacemaker cells using a gene therapy technique. They first of all examined a number of candidate genes, all known to be expressed during embryonic development of the heart, and they settled on a gene called TBX18. And when this was loaded into an adenovirus vector and expressed in adult cardiomyocytes, they become faithful replicas of pacemaker cells, and they function in exactly the right way. In fact, further tests confirmed that they operate the same clock mechanism, they respond to external stimuli in the same way, and they even take on the small size and characteristic shape of natural pacemaker cells. And this was the case both in the dish and in animal models of heart disease. Furthermore, they even retain this function after the gene stops being expressed, so you don't need to go back and treat it again. So they've now called these cells ISAN, or induced sinoatrial node cells, and they suggest that in the near future we could grow a clump of these cells before transplanting them into a heart, or we could simply inject a gene therapy agent directly into a patient's heart and do away with the need for artificial pacemakers.
Amazing. So from ISAN to ICAN, if you can make it work. Thank you very much.